Blog Talk Radio.
We are in the midst of a confidence to God. Today, we're going to go into the Word of God, and we're going to look at a situation which involves conflict, but then also still involves confidence in God. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get into our lesson, Father God, the people that follow, and Jesus, your own God, the Holy Spirit, you come before you for the third lesson on confidence and conflict. Lord, allow the information to go out to help those that are involved in conflict situations, incompatibility, things that are not going well, and help them see and some of the tips and techniques presented on this podcast to help them to resolve those conflicts, still maintain trust in you, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, amen. We thank you for that prayer. We're going to get right into our lesson. So that confidence means a firm trust in God. Conflict is a series of serious disagreements. It can be described as an argument or incompatibility. So within our lives, we often encounter conflict in one way or another. It could be a disagreement. Everybody don't have the same opinion about things. And because we do things differently, we express ourselves differently, and it can create a conflict. I remember seeing in a psychology book a picture of an elephant. Standing around the elephant, touching different parts of the elephant, and they were describing what they were feeling. One person lay and felt it and said, oh, this is a tree trunk. And then somebody stood at another part of the elephant, and then they stated what they It's all about where you are when you are in a situation, what your perception is. Sometimes your perception can be accurate, and sometimes it can be inaccurate. And because of our perception, conflict can arise. But we have to learn how to deal with conflict, how to address conflict, and how to still maintain your trust in God, my trust in God, maintaining our salvation in the midst of a situation involving conflict. By the end of this lesson, I pray that your trust in God will remain, and you will come out with better ways to deal with family, it can be co-worker, it could be employer, employee, friends, associates, neighbors. We all are involved in relationships. Some relationships, we can overlook something, you know, we consider the relationship more important and this cause really is not something that is so drastically important that it would change our minds. Some of us just look at, you know, because God covers a multitude of faults, multitude of sins, you know, but then some conflict has to be addressed. You know, it has to be addressed. Can't ignore sometimes people will ignore the conflict, and I think that's a little bit, but with a whole and I don't consider the conflict being solved if you're walking around with unforgiveness. That's still a conflict that needs to be addressed, because we are supposed to walk in forgiveness, not holding unforgiveness in us. We're going to talk about unforgiveness and forgiveness in a later episode of Blog Talk Radio. But first, let's look at the Bible. Let's see how Abram found those commands that he had to necessary. So the conflict in this lesson today is really not between families, but it does affect the family. So get your Bible. Let's turn to Genesis, the 13th chapter, and we're going to focus in on verses 5-8. In those verses, we can define what the problem is. Why is there a conflict? So let's look at those verses. And Lot also, with Abram, had come. And the earth, Abram, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. So their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a flight, the herdmen of Abram's cattle, and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we are brethren. So we know of Lot that Lot is Abram's brother's son. So we know this is family. But the cause of the conflict is with who? Is it with Abram and Lot, to be truthful? It is with their herdsmen, the herdsmen of Abram and the herdsmen of Lot. The herdsmen is saying, not enough water, it's not enough grass, it's not enough space for our cattle to feed. Because your cattle is coming in on my feet. So we have a conflict there. And because the herdsmen belong to Lot and belong to Abram, it became a conflict that Abram and Lot had to resolve, because they were working for Abram and then also the herdsmen were working for Lot. So it became a problem. So the first step in problem solving, in dealing with a conflict, is to identify what is the issue, what is the problem. You really cannot resolve a conflict unless you know what caused the conflict. So if you're going through a conflict situation, sit there, reading it, of this argument. What was it? What was the conflict? Was it because your husband's wife, when you're living in the same house, someone burnt toast, and you're in service to you, and you don't like burnt toast? So there was a conflict. You got to understand. Is that the reason why there is an argument? Was it the burnt toast? Or was it because they didn't take enough of me to prepare food that wasn't burnt? It could have made some more toast. So look at what caused Separate thyself, I pray thee, doing, and not saying to, and they separated themselves one from another. Problem solving technique, that was it. What did the woman know in verse 9? It says, it's not the whole man before thee. That's a good point, because in problem solving, in resolving conflict, if we must define the problem, we must define the conflict. Number 10, we got to look within ourselves and look around in our environment on ways that the problem can be resolved. I said, look within yourself, because sometimes the conflict personality, our own temperament, and the personality and the temperament of the other person. So we have to look and see whether it's something that we have to change within ourselves or learn how to deal with within ourselves and interacting with others, or if it's something that can be changed in our environment. Moving to another neighborhood, moving to another city, moving to another state, moving to a larger property, move separated into a smaller environment. What changes can be made in our environment? So in our lesson today, the solution dealt with looking in the environment. What can be changed? So Abram said, look, there's a plenty of land, but we don't need to have a conflict and squabble over this piece of land when we're surrounded by so much land. As your people, your herdsmen, your cattle, and you separate yourself where you want to go, then I'll go in the opposite direction. So that way, that will be solved between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, because they won't have to see each other, and the cattle is not sharing the same ground nor the same water. So Abram, according to what we see in the Word, looked at the environment to find a resolution to the conflict. And we need to do that too. First, we need to make sure that the conflict is not in us based upon our temperament and personality in relation to somebody else's temperament and personality. And then we need to look at the environment. What do we need to change in our environment? Hallelujah. We need to focus on that and then come up with an understanding how we're going to solve the conflict. It could be you're a married couple, or you're just a member of the family. They moved in together. They have their different ways of dealing with wrongs that have been wrought. Before coming together, when they take their clothes off, they just drop it wherever it is. But then somebody else, you know, when they take their clothes off, they go and put it in the hamper, or they go put it in the washing machine, or they go put it in the area where clothes are set aside to be washed. And the cost dealing with the environment, where are you going to put your clothes that you wore? What are you going to do? To resolve the conflict, take the clothes up off the floor and put them in the area where you or dirty clothes or clothes that need to be washed need to be resolving conflict. And it's all right to give in. You don't have to stand the ground for something that involves truth and a lot, yet firmness. That's what you need to do. It's all part of problem solving. How can it change? Because you want to come up with ways that to resolve the conflict or resolve the argument and incompatibility that does not result in violence, that does not result in destruction, that has the least amount of violence. And I like what Abram has done. Abram and Lot communicating is all right. That way, that conflict is solved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says that in verse 7, that Lot sold him blue shirt to the conflict. And today, I'm saying to you, there are solutions. Please learn how to communicate and look into yourself and look in the environment around you to see what needs to be changed to eliminate the conflict. You can do this and still trust in God. You can still trust in God because you're trusting in God. You're having confidence in God that your conflict will be resolved in a healthy way. You're still trusting God and you have confidence in God that He's going to lead you in the way, in the resolution area, that He will be with you at the end of the conflict, that He will still be with you. I hope you enjoy our lesson today on confidence, and conflict. That you still trust in God to lead you through whatever conflict you step in. And always, everyone wants to do the third party talk. But I must encourage you to trust in God and make sure that your confidence is in God, and if you do, if you forgive them, that them do not stir up, ignite, and kill the conflict. That them, we are supposed to have our peace in the world. When we look at the whole armor of God, it talks about having our peace filled with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. And that means sometimes we have to shut our mouths up. Yes, I said it. Sometimes we have to shut our mouths up and just ask God to work out the situation. They don't want to talk to you. You have reached out to them. You continue to demonstrate love, and you do not hold any kind of thought, resentment, unforgiveness in your heart towards them, and you strive to live at peace with all men. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for tuning in to the third part in our series of confidence in the Lord. I hope that you actually received something from our lesson today, because we know that we must trust God in all things. We must trust God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In our fourth session, when we come back together, talk about when we enter into a season of uncertainty. When we enter into a season of uncertainty, we still need our next lesson. Remember, the short link is http://bcor.com/info/1202060. That's what we share with other people. Share this third lesson in a six-part series in confidence in God. See you next time on Dr. Linda. Speak the word. I pray that you are encouraged by this series of confidence. If you want to contact me, you can send me an email at reflectiveministry@gmail.com. reflectiveministry@gmail.com. If you want to send a donation or cash back, then and blessings.